Upheaval. Reckoning. Chapter 36. A Hero of Equestria.
Slice! 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 Slice!
The triumphant shouts of hundreds of ponies left Applejack exhilarated and bewildered all at once. What was happening here? The ground under her hooves was the dry, rocky ground of a hill, or a mountain, not the damp soil she should be sleeping on. She paused at the sight of the deep russet fur on her far too big forelegs. What in tarnation? Applejack found herself walking up the steep slope of a hill, despite not wanting to. Appleslice's magic chain jingled around her neck, while the crowd of ponies downhill chanted. When she reared and raised a hoof to their delighted uproar, it was becoming more and more clear to her that she was wearing something more than just Appleslice's chain. She could only look on as she stirred up the crowd of ponies with a fierce neigh and a few twirls from her chain lasso.
Slice! 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 Slice!
Most of this crowd of legionnaires were earth ponies in heavy barding, stomping and rearing joyously at the display. Bloody bandages covered many of them. Several had their forelegs in slings, and a couple were missing an eye. None of these things could dampen the cheer. Eventually, Applejack walked downhill along with several ponies. She didn't recognize a single one of them, but they looked at her as if they had known her all their lives. The closest to her was a gaunt earth pony stallion with a light yellow coat and a curly, light green mane. He kept in pace with her while the others walked ahead. Applejack noticed the limp in her left hind leg. No pony else seemed to be aware of it, save for this pony.
"You gonna be all right, Appleslice?" the yellow earth pony asked.
Out of all the ponies, he was the only one not smiling. Applejack's lips moved, but it was a deep stallion's voice that came out.
"Just a bad landing after that Urson tossed me around a bit.
Maybe we should have a medic get a better look at it. It might be something bad."
"Are you that worried about my health, Grapevine? Or are you looking out for one of the Legion's tools?"
"One doesn't cancel out the other," was the impassive reply. Grapevine's use of Appleslice confirmed Applejack's suspicions. "So what's next for you, then?" Grapevine asked.
"Home, Grapevine. Home,"
Appleslice replied.
"I've got a lot to do when I get there. Peel's expecting his first foal, and I haven't even met his wife yet."
The smile on Grapevine's face disappeared. "Should we expect you to return?" he asked in a low voice. Appleslice didn't reply right away. When he did, it was in as low a voice as Grapevine's.
"Family first. You understand, don't you?"
"What I understand is that the Legion needs you, Slice," Grapevine replied. "The Apple family will still have the safety of the Heartland. Morale will drop if Mighty Appleslice chose to leave the Legion for the Heartland, among the Earth Ponies especially. You're a hero, an inspiration to all of us. The first we can proudly say to match the likes of Ashfrost and Stormrage. You can't just disappear into the Heartland." Appleslice's jaw clenched before he replied.
"Hero,"
he snorted.
"You and the others keep using that word. If I've ever been a hero, it was because I knew what I was fighting for. Every battle I charged into, I thought of my father and my mother, my brothers and sisters. How am I supposed to be this hero every pony sees, knowing that I will never see them ever again?"
"And would you be happier in the Heartland instead?" Grapevine asked.
The outburst from Appleslice did little to aggravate or cow him.
"Would you rather be Appleslice, the farmer who can't farm, or Appleslice, the shepherd who scares his own flock? Can you sit down and enjoy your harvest while your brothers and sisters in the Legion fight on without you? Maybe you can find some other trade. But can you settle down knowing that the war goes on without you?"
"I can't,"
Appleslice growled.
"What am I supposed to do, Grapevine? Forget my family and fight on for Equestria? Equestria is too big and has no face. What am I supposed to think of before I lay my life out on the line? A flag? A map?"
"He's not an insane killer," Applejack thought. "That varmint Sunray was wrong. At least, he's wrong for now. He might not be if this poor stallion keeps making decisions like this."
"What this division is making you do is tragic, but I know you'll make the right choice," Grapevine said. It's the burden you have to carry as a hero of Equestria.
I don't want to be a hero of Equestria,
Appleslice snarled.
I just want to be Appleslice, the earth pony who did his part and got himself a little happiness along the way.
The two didn't speak again until they made it to a large camp, where legionnaires were busy packing and loading things into wagons. Appleslice suddenly looked up at a Pegasus flying towards them.
Captain Appleslice,
the Pegasus called out. He pulled out an envelope from his saddlebags.
Letter for you.
Give it to me quickly,
Appleslice said. How odd. You already received a letter from your family last week, Grapevine said. Why would they need to follow with another one when you're so close to your leave? Though she couldn't hear Appleslice's thoughts, Applejack only needed to read along to tell what he was going through. The letter itself was strange. It was written too impersonally, almost like a Legion report. It was signed, Applepeel.
It's about my father, Appleslice said. He's gravely ill and needs me to come home right away.
I'm sorry to hear that, Grapevine said softly. I hope he pulls through. Appleslice put the letter away.
He doesn't think so. Neither does Peel. They want me there as soon as possible, so I can see him one last time, and to be there when his will is read.
Appleslice snorted again.
At least, Father would want to.
I see. Grapevine put a hoof over Appleslice's shoulder. Not quite the homecoming you expected. Appleslice nodded. He was about to say something, but the world suddenly grew dim. Only a few muffled sounds came from what should have been Appleslice's reply.
No! Applejack cried out. I want to see more! Why did the rest of the apples start calling him bad? What did he really do that day they had to part? Wait!
Applejack's shouting dampened with uncertainty.
Did you really just end up a hero of Equestria?
Applejack opened her eyes and found herself back in the camp with her friends. They had come across this clearing and settled in early so Rainbow and Scarlet could rest. The ground was still damp and covered with fallen leaves. Around them, moss-covered trees formed an intimidating enclosure. Past the canopy, a full moon shone, while a cold breeze blew from the north. Applejack rubbed her eyes. What had she been dreaming? She looked down where Appleslice's chain still hung. The links were bathed in a slowly fading light. She shook her head and looked again. The links looked normal. Perhaps she was just imagining things. That dream could just have been some dream, but she doubted it. Dreams didn't feel that vivid. She put that aside and looked around. The fire crackled and flickered, casting shadows on every sleeping pony around it. A chorus of snores brought Applejack's attention beyond it and towards Rainbow and Scarlet, who were asleep directly opposite her. Applejack smiled, remembering that the mission was a success. Rainbow had taken to protectively staying near Scarlet, as if Vanguard would sneak behind her back to murder him at the first opportunity. Something had changed about Rainbow. There was a strength in her that Applejack admired when she stood against Vanguard. Perhaps there was something good to be gained from this entire ordeal. She looked at Scarlet. As confusing as it may be, perhaps his badness for Rainbow ended up doing something good. Twilight slept to Rainbow's right. The smile left Applejack's face. Twilight's words from the previous night still stung. What she said earlier only worsened things. It seemed only a few days ago that Applejack was willingly joining Twilight in banishment. Now she was sharing a camp with a hostile stranger. With the vision still fresh in her mind, Applejack finally had a term for it. Heroine of Equestria. Twilight was turning into the very pony that Appleslice tried not to be. A hero who didn't care about the ponies in front of her, only for a map and a flag. She couldn't let that happen. But what else could she do? She tried talking, only to be rebuffed harshly. What else could she say that might put things right between the two of them again? Applejack looked away. Even just seeing Twilight left her uncomfortable. Her gaze lingered on a figure a good distance past Rainbow and Scarlet. Once again, Vanguard had taken the first watch. He was sitting on a log with his back turned on the camp. Instead of receding, the feeling of discomfort only increased. She had this sinking feeling that she didn't know what she had to tell Twilight, and she was just desperately trying to pretend that she didn't. Looking at Vanguard only confirmed that. Reluctantly, she walked towards him. Vanguard didn't even turn his head.
"It's too early to be your watch."
His deep, growling tone almost broke when he tried to soften it. Applejack settled next to him.
"I know," she replied. "But I woke up and I don't think I can get back to sleep again."
Vanguard glanced at the snoring Pegasi behind them.
"Understandable," he said. "Together, those two can impersonate an earthquake."
There was a strange tremble in Vanguard's voice. It wasn't just that as well. His eyes were brighter and redder than usual.
"You all right, Vanguard?"
Applejack asked. Vanguard turned his gaze skyward.
"Full moon tonight. I don't like full moons."
He looked at Applejack so quickly that she turned away, afraid that he might catch her staring.
"I want to thank you,"
he said.
"You were right. I don't know how I'd be faring by now if I executed Scarlet."
"Shoot," Applejack said. "Just looking out for my captain."
"You have no idea,"
Vanguard said softly.
"I made the right choice with you."
He suddenly extended a foreleg as if to hold her by the shoulders and pull her closer. He noticed what he was doing, however, and pulled it back hurriedly.
"Sorry,"
he muttered.
"Full moon."
Applejack pressed a hoof against her chest. It felt as if there was a sigh in there that she didn't dare let out. She quelled an urge to snuggle against him anyway.
What do you mean by that?"
she asked. She dearly hoped she was masking the disappointment in her tone.
"Does the full moon make you do things? I mean, I heard about the Wolven acting especially crazy when it's out back in Bastion City, but..."
She shut her mouth, afraid that he'd be offended.
"I don't feel anything near Wolven moon rage,"
Vanguard replied.
"It does become more difficult to control my impulses. I can't afford to feel any strong emotions during this time."
Applejack's heart beat faster at the mention of strong emotions. All of a sudden, Vanguard was exuding a great deal of warmth, despite his barding. And his scent, a coalescence of sweat, damp leather straps, and the musky odor of something. Not quite pony, but most definitely male. There was an intensity about him tonight, as if he might jump on her at the first provocation. That part of her felt intrigued, even excited, was scary.
"How are things with you in Twilight?"
Vanguard asked. The sudden question struck Applejack like a surge of lightning, jolting her out of the strange, fuzzy warmth she was sinking into. Twilight's name banished the pleasant, warm feelings. She shivered from the nightly cold.
I honestly don't know," she said. "After hearing what she said today, I have no idea."
"She didn't say those things to be cruel or hateful,"
Vanguard said.
"I understand where she's coming from."
"I understand too," Applejack said. "But I didn't think I'd hear it from Twilight. It's just not like her."
"You two have gone through some difficult things in this mission,"
Vanguard said.
"And you have different ways to cope."
"Well, yeah, that's true," Applejack said. "Aren't you worried about the things she said earlier?"
"Not as much as you do, I take it,"
Vanguard replied.
Applejack frowned. "You sound like you're not bothered at all."
"I worry a great deal about Twilight's safety,"
Vanguard said.
"She likes to push herself too hard, and her state of mind is also concerning. But the things she said earlier aren't as ominous as they seem."
"Sounds like you really admire Twilight," Applejack said.
"I do,"
Vanguard replied.
"I admire her courage to do what she believes is right, and her strength to endure whatever is thrown at her. I wish I had met her sooner."
He smiled slightly.
"This mission won't break her. She may have used Pyre's words, but she didn't say them with Pyre's spirit."
"I don't know," Applejack said. "There's also..."
She stopped. Vanguard raised an eyebrow.
"What do you mean?"
Applejack pressed her lips together tightly.
Nothing, she mumbled. Her eyes darted everywhere at Vanguard's sudden intense stare.
I won't pry,
Vanguard said.
But you're going to have to tell some pony about it at some point.
He stood and walked towards Twilight.
My watch is done.
I will tell some pony about it, Applejack whispered. She finally let out that sigh building within when she was sure Vanguard was out of earshot. He prodded Twilight awake before turning in. Applejack braced herself when Twilight walked over and sat nearby. For the first hour or so, they were silent. Twilight looked as if she was in the same dour mood as the previous night. An hour had passed when Twilight finally decided to break the silence.
So, what were you two talking about?
Applejack's blood froze. This was exactly what Rarity had warned her about.
Just small stuff,
she mumbled. Her insides protested. Things were happening exactly as they did before. Twilight's stare was boring a hole through her. She looked at Vanguard's sleeping form. No, this awkwardness had to end here. Vanguard was right. She had to say something at some point, and she was as back to a wall as it was going to get.
At some point, she whispered. What was that? Twilight asked. Twilight, I got something to tell you.
Some of the hesitation melted away. Now that Applejack had decided to make the effort, the words came to her.
I'll start with the truth, she thought. Can't go wrong with starting with the truth.
She matched Twilight's stare.
You asked me before if I liked Vanguard. And you said no, Twilight replied. You were pretty adamant about it, too. I lied.
Applejack would have said more, but the sudden relief left her speechless for a few seconds. A huge load lifted from her shoulders.
I do like him. A lot. I did join up partly because I wanted to be with him. You...
A flicker of emotion marred Twilight's face, cracking that emotionless mask she had been wearing since the other night. Her lips quivered slightly, but she recovered, and her eyebrows furrowed from the strain of effort.
So what? She asked.
Applejack could only stare in confusion.
An usurper is raising and lowering the sun, and Equestria is still at war,
Twilight spoke through gritted teeth.
On the bright side, Applejack is in love. I guess that's worth something. Maybe Black Rose will swoon at the story, and then we can kill her while she's out.
Applejack's front hooves twitched. She pictured herself sprawling in the dirt with Twilight, taking a fireball or a lightning bolt, smearing Twilight's blood all over her tramplers. She swallowed hard and let the furious thoughts go. Vanguard saw something in Twilight that let him stay calm. She was beginning to see that, too.
I should be hitting you by now, but I ain't buying that this time, she said.
It was Twilight who couldn't say anything this time.
You got something to say, too. Let me hear Twilight Sparkle talk this time, because the heroine of Equestria has been talking too much.
That scornful stare that Twilight had taken to using twisted into anger.
How dare you, she said. You think I just flip switches to change who I am? No, which is why I ain't buying that heroine of Equestria act of yours anymore.
Applejack's tone softened.
I spilled my beans. It's your turn.
Again, there was silence. Twilight turned away and stared out to the still shadowy woods. Applejack looked skyward. It was going to be sunrise soon. She had tried again, tried as hard as she could, but she was going to end up with nothing once more. She had turned her back to sit closer to the fire when she heard something.
What else can I be?
Twilight said. Her voice was barely a whisper. Applejack turned around in surprise.
Twilight? She said just as quietly. We've been failing so much, Applejack,
Twilight said.
We couldn't beat Nightmare Moon without breaking the elements. We couldn't protect Princess Celestia from Black Rose. We keep struggling and struggling, only to end up with nothing. Pyre Valor. She was an awful unicorn, but she got what she wanted. Protect Equestria, no matter the cost. Those were her words. After all the things we've been doing, they're the only things that have been comforting. They're the only things that make killing other ponies hurt less. Twilight. Pyre Valor burned her friends, burned herself, then left us to clean up the mess, Applejack said. Equestria doesn't need more heroes like her. And how do you cope, Applejack? Twilight asked. I'm not the only pony with blood-stained hooves here. What do you say in the face of what we did in this mission?
I don't know the answer to that, Applejack said. But I know it ain't by hiding behind Equestria every time we do something awful.
She let out a sigh. We just gotta face the truth, Twi. Equestria didn't snap that pony's neck or burn those ponies. Twilight's hardened look softened. Face the truth, huh? She asked. It's going to hurt. Applejack smiled in return.
Of course it will, Sugarcube, she said. But you and me, we're strong. The right kind of strong.
I guess we are, Twilight said. I'm sorry for mocking you, Applejack.
Applejack nodded and sat by the fire. The warmth that suffused her body didn't just come from the flames.
And Applejack?
Yes, yeah, Sugarcube?
I like Vanguard too. A lot.
The egg was back, but Applejack didn't cringe from it this time. She knew that already, of course. Rarity's solution was that she back off because Twilight was too scary. She could see the reason now. In fact, she had been seeing it for a long time, but she had hoped that it would go away. It wouldn't. Now that she faced it, and knew that Twilight faced it, the whole thing wasn't as scary as it seemed.
We're just gonna see what happens then, she said.